The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, 3 to 7, 3 to 6 in Brisbane. Let's go to Adam. I hate all this stuff, but Ted Heath, he's been dead a long time, and yet now files have been resurrected and made public. Adam.
Yeah, after a big police investigation, Wiltshire police were charged with carrying out Operation Conover, effectively looking into a whole load of allegations of sexual abuse said to have been carried out by the former Prime Minister, Sir Edward Heath. As you say, he died 12 years ago, and so there is an element of what does this achieve? Because the problem is they've now produced their report, and they have found, as they put it, that if he were still alive, they would indeed question him about seven particular claims, sexual assault and rape of young male teenagers, and also two cases of paid sexual encounters. But the point is, that doesn't mean he's done anything. It's just that they would be interested in interviewing him if he were alive. So unless we move from this £1.5 million police inquiry into something that will be even more costly and even more lengthy, and actually therefore will adjudicate on the claims, what's the point of it all?
And good comment. Well said.
What's the point of it all, even if they did do that?
Yeah, well said. And the three British soldiers?
Well, I suppose, yeah, a little bit of humanity in that terrible massacre in Las Vegas. And, of course, there have been all sorts of stories, but in this particular case, three off-duty British soldiers braved the gunfire. They'd actually been on a joint exercise with American forces in the Nevada desert. They were out celebrating one of their number's birthday, Trooper Stuart Finley. He and two mates heard the gunfire, and they ran in to help. And I suppose it's one of those things that you and I, hearing that gunfire, like a lot of people, probably thought that was fireworks, of course.
That's right.
Training and everything else. They knew it was gunfire. They went straight in and managed to go and help, and they treated wounded and escorted others to cover in a way that perhaps first aiders couldn't, because they were pinned down by some of the gunfire. Being typically British Army, of course, they're not allowed to speak about it.
No, unbelievable. Well done, Adam. Well done this week, too. Adam Gilchrist in London.